Food company McCain has announced it'll close one of its factories, forcing nearly 60 redundancies and throwing the future of many potato farmers into doubt. The closure adds McCain's Panola plant in South Australia to the long list of food processing factories which are either struggling or have been mothballed. McCain is blaming a flood of imported products along with increased labour and electricity costs for the shutdown. Will Ockenden reports.
It's more depressing news for the nation's fruit and vegetable farmers.
From a local manufacturer point of view, to recover the cost increases that we suffer from labour cost increases, fuel, electricity, and of course the raw material costs that are increasing annually. Very much sitting in a cost squeeze.
McCain Foods Regional President for Australia New Zealand is Louis Walters.
It's an industry that is under pressure from imports. We have as an industry to deal with this systemic problem of our raw material, our potatoes in Australia being the most expensive potatoes in the world.
McCain says it will close its Panola French fry processing plant in December. 59 permanent employees will be made redundant. For farmers, the news comes as they plant this year's crop, which was supposed to supply the local factory.
We've got a contract in place and we'll be planting the crop as per usual.
Tim Heisen is a potato grower.
Obviously, our high exchange rate has put enormous pressure on manufacturing industry. But what it has done is highlighted our costs of production here. We simply don't stack up very well with the rest of the world.
McCain says the potatoes which were supposed to go to the Panola factory will now be diverted to a factory in Ballarat in Victoria. But farmers are worried that the cost of transporting the potatoes an extra 300 kilometres will make growing them unprofitable.
The logistics of shifting that crop at harvest to Ballarat's going to present some enormous challenges for us.
Louis Walters is from McCain.
That will be an ongoing discussion between ourselves and the growers.
In the last few years, the Rosella tomato soup and sauce factory has closed. So have Heinz factories in Gagari in Victoria and near Brisbane. SPC in the Goulburn Valley and Simplot factories in New South Wales and Tasmania are struggling. William Churchill is with farmer group Ausveg.
McCain have just dropped this on the industry. They didn't even have the guts to tell the national peak industry body that represents potato growers that this was on the cards.
Ausveg is also highly critical of potato imports. William Churchill says over the last 10 years, processed potato imports have jumped from 10,000 tonnes to more than 130,000.
Will Ockenden reporting.